Welcome to the Ross, L and Luke Show. Today I introduce the idea of a brand new introduction. And 1 hour later, this is where we got to.
That's waffle. Can I add to the waffle?
This is waffle right now. Yeah. It's highly derogatory.
Talking about people who...
Should report you bastards.
We're in it together. Everything's allegedly. So, okay. Allegedly, I knew this guy. And... We used to do some work together, and he thought he was pretty funny, but he was really like hyper aggressive. So like he'd ring you and he'd go, "Look, where the fuck is this? When's this gonna happen? Dot 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 dot." And he'd be like, "Oh," and he'd just give you a massive spray, and he'd be going, "Well, you know, as I said, mate, I've been in touch like a week before, and you know, like we're still a little bit of the way out. Like, unless you missed a message," he's like, "Ha ha, only joking." Desi, you can, mate, yeah, you know, but he thought he was pretty funny. And even when you get to sight, the boys.
Well, for him,
go,
he was laughing about it.
No, but
sure.
Like he'd be in the middle of a store, and there'd be people everywhere, and he just, you know, the boys would rock in to do a job, and he'd go, "Well, where the fuck have you been? Like, what time do you call this? What kind of shit show are you running? Fucking dot dot dot." And the boys were like, "Oh. Oh, well, suppose mix up, like we're here on time." He's like, "Ha ha, only joking, boys, put your tools over there." And they'd be going, "Fuck." Because it wasn't funny.
Dennis Silly has done a show with characters exactly like that,
I don't know, it sounds pretty hilarious.
But I don't think anyone ever told him. I just used to say, "Des, that's enough, mate." Like, yeah. But, yeah, and I don't think he got on well with his employees very much. Yeah, he always had trouble finding the right bloke, you know. No one ever does what I fucking ask him, and I go, "Well, if you give
me a reason."
You're always joking, dickhead, allegedly.
Yeah, well, being hyper-aggressive and joking. It just, yeah, it didn't really work, but I wonder if someone ever told him that. Hey, man.
It's called inauthenticity, and he's surrounded by inauthentic people who won't tell him.
Well, that's probably our intro into our topic today, because we have topics, and we're on point. And when you tune into this podcast, you learn.
That is allegedly.
Stop talking over me, all right? This is, fuck, it's not working, all right?
Well, you did say I need to be there, and I did tell you to fuck off, yeah. And I guess now we know you were right, and I was wrong. It's unusual, but it does happen.
So is this where I need to take control again and go, welcome to episode number 73, and here we are, Ross, L, and Luke. For the Ross, L and Luke Show.
That was pretty good, Ross. And
oh, so is that the whole thing, the intro? All of that shit, is that the intro now?
Well, he can chop that up.
I wouldn't.
I was just going to say, if you've come to a place to find the answers, then you're not going to get them here. You are not going to get them here, okay? That's a bit of a
exactly.
Heads up. You're going to get a laugh, and you're going to get,
there's
what is
intro.
It? Independent flavours of the same energy.
There's the intro.
Hang on.
Looking for answers, you're not going to get it here. That's it.
Low in sugar, no artificial flavouring. Yeah? Best served chilled or not. That could be the intro. So we're segueing into being genuine.
I'm getting pointed out here.
I am. Fuck it.
Fingers out.
Yeah, you're climbing out. All right. Just breathe, shake it out. Hang on, what were we on? Yes, sorry.
I don't know what you're on.
I'm pointing now. I'm real like, okay, I'm going to do the preacher.
Put your pistol away, boy.
Yeah, yeah, that's not working either. You can't see me hands, but I'm really trying to just, yeah, the body language isn't.
Yeah, just trying.
We'll reset. Being authentic, yeah, so something I, should I say struggled with? Anyway, we'll put it out there.
Allegedly.
Although I have a business, I'm not worried about it, but you know, sharing the podcast, like how real we are, you know, like in real life, I swear when I'm excited, yeah, and I do swear when I'm angry, but a lot more when I'm excited about things, which is quite funny, and people go, "Fuck, you alright, you angry?" Well, mate, I'm really fucking happy, you know, but it is me, and do I know that it's the authentic me all of the time? I don't know. I just, you know, that's how I feel. And Al obviously pointed out, you know, earlier, is it, and yourself, Ross, you know, that those two lives that we can live, you know, you're one thing to your business image, and then you're one thing to you. And you know, I believe that that's not sustainable, where it's a one, you know, consistency. It's really, sucks a lot of energy and, you know, drains you if you're not your authentic self. And for me personally, over the last, you know, year, I've been discovering what it means to be authentic. And yeah, I'm rough around the edges and I'm that Aussie guy, and I don't play to that, but it's just who I am, you know. And I feel, you know, as Al pointed out in business, if I'm worried to be myself for losing some, you know, potential clients that are, you know, corporate, and, you know, that they potentially wouldn't align with, you know, some of the things that I say or how I present, then that's just the natural course of things, and it leaves probably room open for more aligned individuals, as Al was saying, that you'll find that it'll be easier to do business with those people that, you know, have a better connection with you rather than that sort of superficial thing. So, yeah, for me, that's what I've learnt from this morning, you know, going a bit deeper. So, yeah, thanks, Al and Ross, for pointing that out. But that's, I'm aware of it, and that's the next part of the journey. So, yeah.
Awesome. That's really cool. Went from a lot of laughs to pretty heavy all of a sudden. But,
sorry, well that was our topic. It was awesome. Somewhat.
Yeah. Well, I guess it is now, because you've opened up the can. So, yeah awesome. I really like that. And to just drop it all and be honest and open and direct about that was really cool. And that's one of the things that I love about hanging out with you guys, that we can be real.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you know, Luke, you were suggesting that allegedly our kids are going to listen to this tripe later in life.
They will.
The thing is this. It's like we get to choose how we are, what we're going to be known for, what our legacy is. Like, we get to choose all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And by the time it has any relevance, we're dead anyway. We're gone.
Yeah.
And so the sort of... I'm not saying there's nothing in it. I'm not saying, oh, you just say what you like to anyone, call anyone an F and this, C. I'm not saying be like that either. I'm just saying, is the energy better spent minding our P's and Q's, or is the energy better spent just discovering who we really are and how we can be when we're at our most powerful and most tuned into who we are?
Well, my experience of that is, like you're talking about the energy in expenditure in it. My experience of that is... to just let all that stuff go. Like, we don't have to even explore who we are. We just let ourselves out.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So...
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's less energy to do any of that stuff and to just be who we are. And then we can... That's when we experience life. Because we run around inside this pretend thing, and all our energy is focused on pretending instead of experiencing. You know, there's books like The Power of Now, where you let all your stuff go and you just experience life. And that's when life happens. You know, you can spend life pretending to be something. Spend your entire life pretending to be something, or come across a certain way, or, you know, look good, or whatever it is, whatever your pretense is. And you can live your life trying to create that thing, or you can simply experience life. And in the experience of life is where life happens. It's amazing when you're present. Someone said to me, they said, on your wedding day, it's going to go really fast. They said, on that day, it's going to be really quick. It's going to be over in the blink of an eye. So my advice, because I know I've been through it and I missed this, what I didn't do...
Talking about the day or your sexual prowess?
On the day. So during the day when we got all the guests there...
We'll talk about it. It can
include the afterwards as well. Like, I can include all of it. But during that day is going to... Oh, right, I get what you're saying, yeah.
So, did you do it like a champ, did you go to sleep, you know?
That never been my problem, so it never occurred to me that's what you were saying. So, obviously it occurred to you, so, you know.
Mate, swimming goes a long way sometimes.
What did he say? 10 seconds goes a long way?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Bit of dick swing.
Right. So what they said was, make a point of being present. Like, stop during that time to be present. And I really loved that, and I really connected with that concept and that idea. And I actually made a really big point of that. During my speech, I stopped and I said to my audience, I know that's not quite really the right word, but you get it. There's 100 people in the room, and I'm the one at the front speaking.
And you're dearly beloved.
And I said to them, because I'm not going to have enough time to really connect with all of you and speak to you and get to thank you all properly, what I'd like to do is take a minute now to connect with each of you from here, without words, and just look at each of you and connect with you. And I went around the room and I looked every single person in the eye as I went around the room, you know, connected with each single person.
Yeah.
And we had a moment. So I got to share a moment with every single person in that room. And that was extraordinary. You know, it's something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. And I was present to that. And people laughed, like, you know, there's this nervous laughter. You can imagine when suddenly the person at the front of the room says, I am going to connect with you all, and I'm not going to be saying anything. There was nervous laughter. And as I moved around the room from my left to my right, the people on the right hand of the room still had this giggle thing going on because they hadn't connected with me yet.
Yeah.
The people on the left who could see me well were connecting with me, and that was gone. They were there, they were present too. And they got to have a moment of being present with me. And it was a beautiful thing. So being present is an amazing thing to do. And we go through life with this thinking we have to do something, be something, have this kind of pretense and show people how amazing we are or whatever it is we got going on, or hide that. For some of us, we're hiding how amazing we are. Whatever it is that you're pretending, let go of all of that. Let go of all that attachment and just be present to what's happening and you will have an extraordinary life.
And it's well said, Ross. It's pretty succinct. And it goes in ebbs and flows. Like, we're all human, so, you know, we go from moments of getting completely caught up in our own thing to experiencing those little moments. But I think the more that you are aware of you know, being present and experiencing those little moments, even just little ones, you start to see them a bit more, and then you start to sort of look in that direction more and more.
Mm. There's a TV ad about it at the moment.
Mm. And there's a massive, massive thing around sort of mental illness. And I know we've covered that before in sport, you know, the workplace and in life in general. Mm. And that's that, you know, knowing that we all have that, you know, general innate mental well-being, and we're all born with that, but somehow we can really just forget that, you know, that's what we're born with. And as you know, as amazing as we are, sometimes we just really don't trust ourselves enough to
I wish I had a magic wand for everyone to just get that they're good enough, get that they're lovable, and get that they, you know, they don't need to fit in anywhere. They are completely accepted as they are. I wish I could just wave this wand and everybody had that about themselves and they just knew that they were awesome.
But then you'd be robbing everyone of their opportunity to live their life and experience all of that stuff.
Yeah, everyone's got a journey. That's what I believe. And, you know, and and whatever that is for whatever, you know, for whoever that is, everyone's got different meanings. But it really, you know, for me personally, it comes down to connection. You know, if I can connect with as many people as I can to have a positive impact, or not even just an impact, just, you know, have a positive connection, I find that benefits me, and it obviously potentially benefits people around me.
I think that's the shortest way to knowing that about yourself, knowing that you are amazing, accepted, and everything else, is a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it happens not in it happens almost externally to happen internally. Like, you get connected to that person, and when you drop all your stuff to really connect with that person and accept them and be there and connect with who they actually are,
yeah,
that's when it happens for us as well.
And it's asking, you know, those questions as well. You know, if you care enough about people, or even just like last night, there was a guy and he was a president of a club, and, you know, I don't know him that well, but whenever we saw each other, hey, how you going? And he retired. It's been about a year, and I know he had some issues with a family member that was a bit crook. And I remembered, you know, I was talking to him last night, and I said, oh, how's that all going? He said, oh, look, you know, still, you know, long road to recovery and stuff like that. And I said, it must be hard, man. Like, I really feel for you. What, you know, it's really challenging for someone to be going through that. And, you know, like, I sort of just sat in that feeling and said, you know, it must be hard for you, man. So, you know, you're doing well. And yeah, he gave me that, you know, that shake, like, it was really good to see. And I sensed that, you know, a lot of the time, potentially people in that position aren't having those conversations. It's more about, oh, so how's the club? How's this? How's that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just taking that time out to ask how that was and just brain dump it a bit and was beneficial for him. You know, so that's the way that I have an impact. And you don't connect with everybody along the journey, but I think those little ones, and he might remember that as the guy who asked the question where no one else did, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, that little moments like that for me, I see them more now. I suppose that's my point. Whereas previously I wouldn't, you know, like I might have gone ahead and had the conversation, but I sort of see them a little bit more for what they are, which is probably a little bit more important than what we think.
Yeah.
And so again, when we're talking about authenticity, you know, this is when there's the presence, when there's the connection, all of the other banter and other stuff that we've adopted through life to get by melts away. It's not necessary anymore.
We put up so many mechanisms to, you know, to be safe and travel through life our way, that, and then we did, you know, we hopefully at some point discover we don't need all of that baggage and we just let it go because we are okay, we are enough. And
hand it all over, mate.
Yeah.
As they say.
Yeah. And it's so much easier to just to let that stuff go. And that's where, Al, when you're saying before about do we put in the energy into, you know, our pretense, or do we put the energy into discovering who we are? For me, it's about letting all of that stuff go, and who we are is underneath all of that. You know, with who we are has always been there, but and letting it go. And sometimes it requires energy to let it go. You know, there's this vice grip we've got on it. So sometimes it takes some energy to, you know, to break that grip hold and let that thing go. But with practice, letting go becomes the easiest thing we can do.
Yeah. Yeah, just seeing from out of those weeds from time to time helps to, give a little bit of clarity. But we've gone pretty deep on this one, haven't we? We've dived back in. And what do we start the podcast with?
The value of all the bullshit banter is just get it off the chest, clear it, so then we can actually get real.
Yeah. We've been running around in life for you know, the past 4 weeks, surrounded by the mask and the pretense and everything that's there and all of that energy and coming here and, you know, connecting again. You know, three human beings, it helps that there's a really important part of getting to where we want to get to.
And if
I'd love to acknowledge the people that that listen to what, you know, what we've got to say, that let us know that they're listening to what we've got to say, you know, because it's not, you know, it's not like we do this for you. However, it is great to know that we are able to influence or positively impact others.
Yeah, admittedly, you know, I started this podcast, I brought you guys together so that we can do this for others, but the reality is we do it from our perspective, and, you know, hopefully it does support others in their life. The way we run it is for us.
It undoubtedly does. I mean, no matter how we are,
No matter how
we might seem to one person, we're perfect for someone else.
Like, yes, we've had some very significant feedback from people saying, hey, this is the difference it made in my life. So, yes.
Yes.
It does make a difference.
So, if we do it for ourselves, hello, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Lead by example
So, we've nailed the intro.
That people do things for other people is another bullshit story that people tell. It's the whole, you know, the burnt chop syndrome. Oh, I gave up all of this for you, and now look what you've done with it. It is them saying, I'm going to be the victim, I'm going to keep being the victim, I'm going to make myself the victim, and I'm going to make you the person responsible for that.
That's a whole nother
That's what
topic.
That's doing.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Yeah. Stop doing it. Stop eating the burnt chop, for fuck's sake. Even I'm nice on occasion.
Well, I said pork chop, carrying on like a pork chop.
I do that. I'm a master of that.
Well, that's it. I said, they're like, what's a pork chop? And I'm like, oh, it's like an Australian slang for, you know, just losing your shit, carrying on. And they laughed that from the States.
Yeah, they love all the
national audience.
That would have been fucking hard for you.
No, it was. I went and it was, you know, there was a couple of, I think I got shit in there. You know, we don't take that shit. But I didn't swear. Yeah. I don't think I was
told. That doesn't count?
No, I wasn't told not to swear, but I with the international audience. But next time I'm just going to cut loose. But so back to our intro. So
are we still doing the intro?
Yeah,
are we still in the intro right now? Are we still in it? Yeah, we'll start the actual podcast in a minute.
If we're really direct, so as a podcast, this is to the listeners as well. So what we're doing, trying to talk about and discover, like, you know, what the podcast is about. You know, like, who are we? What do we do? You know, we've obviously hashed out a few things along the way in this podcast, but, you know, are we offering advice? Are we, you know, are we offering insights?
Not deliberately.
But that's right. Are we giving, you know, follow the bouncing balls, you know, follow step one through to three and everything will be all right.
Just put your balls away. Take it easy.
Well, that's follow the bouncing ball. Tell me where I need to be. So, and again, people are going to listen to us and they're going to get from it what they get from it at the time they need it, yeah?
Yes.
So if we continue to be ourselves, then...
That's what I love about the universe. We get what we need when we need it.
So that's the innate nature of humanness. And I've spoken about that before.
Yeah.
And all the other wonderful things around it come from it. You know, connectedness, tribe, love, joy, fun, happiness, they're all like byproducts, completely sustainable. Take fucking a fraction of the energy, if anything. Compared
to... They give energy.
Yeah.
They don't even take energy. Yeah. They give energy.
Compared to trying to be something else. So if we're a podcaster, we're like the best, you know, we've come from these backgrounds and, you know, we're dot, 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 and this is what we would do.
I often say you're dot, dot, dot.
Dot, 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 yeah. What the fuck is dot, dot? Just follow the bouncing ball, Step one to three. Again, that's what we're trying to discover, who we are as a podcast. And I think a little bit of waffle is great between us guys. We've come from different backgrounds.
So how about we just let it go?
Yeah.
We just let it all go and we just be.
Well, can we end independent flavour, the same energy?
Is you love that, don't you?
Oh,
if you put your balls away.
I'm going to see it. I'm going to call it independent flavours of the same energy. Now, what would you see that on? What product, if you could go to a shop?
Ice band. Cream.
What?
Ice cream.
Independent, energy.
No, I was thinking of a band.
I'm thinking like a salt lamp with three different flavours on each side. So you can actually lick it, get your sodium, and, you know, it emits energy. Right, that's, hey, look, I'm spitballing here. I don't need any better ideas, fellas, really.
So you're just outright ignoring mine about a band. Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, like a musical band.
Yeah. What do you think, it was going to be a rubber band?
Too
or something?
Long. It has to be.
No, it doesn't. The presidents of the United States.
How many presidents were there? Let's take a longer name. The 17 presidents of the United States of America. Yeah, that's
too long.
You'd have to update your band name each you know few years, wouldn't you?
Even better.
This is the waffle that we're talking about, though. Yeah.
What,
how do people feel about the waffle? They call it goes off on a bit of a tangent.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter. But you
doesn't
know,
matter.
Exactly. Bit
of all part of the process.
Yeah.
Experience and the fun. That's right. Life's fun.
No, it is.
It is. If you're not waffling occasionally, I think you're missing part of the pleasures of life.
Yeah.
That's my excuse for it.
No, I like it. Ross has come full 360. We're reading some feedback from somebody, and and we just realised that
really good.
Some people aren't going to want to listen.
Are we supposed to call them somebody, or are we better off at least putting a name?
Oh, well, so yeah, this is your domain.
We don't have to be specific, too specific, but just a name. So because we're not, it is important. No, actually, things important. Don't worry about it.
Forget it. I do like to thank people, so we can certainly thank them.
On any feedback,
could you choose a first name?
It is appreciated, Emma.
Well, first name is good because there's a lot of people with the same name.
Absolutely. Yeah, so thank you, Emma, for your feedback. It's been a very valuable contribution, so thank you.
And are we filing it appropriately?
Well, I mean, the feedback was that, they'd love to see a summary of what people learn slash what is discussed in the first minute, and the actual point of the conversation rather than the point of viewpoints discussed.
So, yeah, a little bit like somebody else, not us.
Yeah, well, that's right, and that's again, like,
and that's what really helped.
Yeah,
us to get really clear and say, well, you know, that's not the intention of what we do.
I've got the intro.
Sorry
to cut you in, mate.
If he's going to cut in, all right, I'm going to stalk it. Listen.
Are we going to do it?
Go for it.
Welcome to the Ross, Al and Luke show, where independent flavours of the same energy. Listener feedback. I've listened for 8 minutes before knowing what the topic was in any episode. Welcome.
That's it, because that's what we are.
We're waffle. And that's a great...
We do.
It's a really great insight from that person to say... That's what it is before knowing what the topic was in an episode. We don't have a topic. We're different flavors. It goes where it goes. We give what it needs when it needs it. And if anyone listening takes from that at the time, you know, we're honored to have shared it. And again, any feedback is feedback, positive or negative. But if it's negative, you better watch out.
Due to poor conditions.
Oh.
Don't make it into the studio.
Sorry, say that again. he was still carrying. I couldn't hear you.
Sorry, I'm so angry. Blood boiling.
And did you turn me down again?
No. You're just on a phone, and the phone pointing directly at me. It's pointing at the mic, so
doesn't help.
If I don't hear you as well, suck it up.
Doesn't help when you're in the jail toilet, mate.
So you got me looking away. Basically, turn me the other way. What
are you
saying?
No, you're still on, mate. You're loud and clear. But
his mouth points straight at me. The microphone on the phone doesn't point straight at me.
Well, now there's a phone app.
What's that?
A mouth. So, a mouth that actually mouths the words that are coming through the phone.
So you can lip read.
So what? A plug in your mouth. Like, what?
No. So it's just a video image. Like, and you could choose, you know, lipstick or with a mustache or, you know, whatever mouth you like. I fucking love that.
Oh,
great. Well, there's one
50 grand later.
One user for that app.
Look at me mouth app. It's got mustaches and lipstick and I can combine two.
There are a whole world of people that are hard of hearing that would love that app. Guarantee it.
Actually, that would... So even though you could hear the audio... like even if you had trouble with hearing, you could potentially hear some audio, but the lips moving would enhance it.
You know what it's called?
Yeah,
it's called FaceTime.
It's called the lip mustache app or the.
It's called FaceTime, not mouth time. Yeah.
So you just put your mouth closer to this to the camera.
Mate, what a shit idea that is.
You're talking anime now, yeah? You want, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you understand how the complexity of being a mouth to do what it needs to versus just...
Can you understand the complexity of a man walking on the moon?
So that's alleged.
It didn't happen. And the fucking...
Vision, mate.
And the world's
vision.
Flat.
I've got vision. You're trying to cut it down.
I've got vision too.
I'm telling you, mate.
My eyes work really well.
Yeah, you've got no leverage when you are dialing in from a toilet.
The truth comes out. So I sleep in. I forget that we're doing this thing. I don't turn up, and this is what happens. You guys have some cheek, I tell you.
We're here and you're not.
Well, we're not telling you where the location is for the next one. So
it's gonna be
okay.
Well, it might be the old site at Pentridge. I've got some connections. We can get a room down near there.
But that's really easy to do. Anyone do that?
Oh, well, fuck, it sounded good.
Just go some laws and you'll end up there.
Well, it's not a jail anymore, but it's all like high
the whole thing
and stuff. Yeah, they've got some, they've developed around it, kept some unique historical parts of the building. So we could channel some Chopper Reed or, you know.
So someone's got Ned Kelly in their backyard now.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, gee, there's some bones around there. Well, that's a whole other topic, I think.
Mm. Yep.
So
we don't need to address.
So talking about a whole new topic, we've been prattling for about 40 minutes.
We split it up.
Yeah. So we, I might do something this afterwards, or I might just go, there it is.
Well, what's the intro? This is the whole reason we did a 40-minute podcast for people to listen to, so we can sort out our intro.
No, it wasn't.
Well, what's the intro?
I don't know, whatever we want it to be.
Hey?
I thought you did it.
Yeah, yeah, well, I don't know. Was it polished enough? Was it up to scratch?
So you want me to shorten the episode and start where it was, and we just make the 5-minute episode instead?
Yeah, five? Yeah. Well, yeah. I just want to make sure that the intro is right, okay?
Because without... Two releases.
Why? One why? You sound very attached here.
Couple of rules in music, right? And this comes from Mike Patton.
Good thing we're not in music.
Fan of ours, Mr. Bungle. He said, as long as you start and end together, it doesn't matter what happens in the middle. Yeah? And I'm like, eh. So it's that same thing. People don't remember what you said, they remember how you left them feeling. Same thing in fucking music, all right? So I'm just putting it out there. If the intro's mint, we get them in, right?
Now.
And we just hope they drive their car with Scream Kids. So the episode gets played right through the end and they hear
you
the outro.
You just actually tapped into yourself and said something of value finally, right? So...
Finally,
73. Yeah, just kept your fucking seat.
People don't remember what you said. They remember how you left them feeling. So what this podcast is about is not what we're fucking saying. Yes. It's about how you fucking feel about it.
All right.
So tell us how you're feeling when you listen to this shit, will ya?
Listener, allegedly. Sorry.
Please.
But allegedly we have a listener.
Please and thank you. We're all like... Well, we do. I listen to it. So, you know, the fuck else are you all doing?